Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. Vice President Pence's daughter, Charlotte Pence Bond, has created a kid-friendly coronavirus news show aimed at teaching youngsters about the virus. Little's News Briefing on YouTube and available as a podcast through iTunes and Spotify. It's a show for kids between ages 5 to 14 discussing the news of the day. Especially in these trying times, our children need a comforting and informative voice explaining the complex issues our nation is facing. Show includes news briefings, interviews, and experts, and answers questions from kids across America. Charlotte, nice to have you with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. You have some thick Chicago connections, Charlotte. You attended DePaul University right here in Chicago, right?
Yes, I did. I did. That was my undergrad degree.
You were part of a student group that addressed violence here in Chicago. You're very involved in the creative writing and film communities here, including working on a documentary that won 9 Emmy Awards here. That's not a bad mark in Chicago.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's true. I love Chicago. I lived there for 3 out of 4 years, I guess, in college, and it was just a great city.
Your father, our country's vice president, Vice President Mike Pence, was the focus of your first book a couple of years ago called Where You Go. It was a great read.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, that was really fun. That was just a really special book for our family, too. So it was really great.
Yeah. What inspired you back then just to put together that book, on your father's life? I think a lot of people maybe at the time that he became vice president didn't know much about him. And I think that just opened people's eyes a little bit onto who he was and a little bit more about your family.
Thanks. Yeah. I really honestly always wanted to write a book about my family and my dad. When I was a kid, I wrote his autobiography when I was like 5, and it was a little, picture book I wrote and I gave it to him. So, I always kind of wanted to do that. And so I was on the campaign trail with my parents. So a lot of the book talks about the campaign trail and what that was like. It just kind of dives into our family history and my upbringing and childhood. So, yeah, it was really special.
And you were just out of college at the time that your dad was running. I mean, that just it just must have been a surreal experience all the way around.
It was. I graduated from college and was planning to work at a summer camp, and then I was going to move to LA. And this all happened, within a couple weeks, turnaround time. So it was definitely a change. And I ended up kind of just helping my parents out and helping them out after the election a little bit. But it was just such an educational experience for me, really, to travel the country and do that with them.
So I bet it was. Yeah, I bet it was. So you have this new YouTube series and podcast to educate kids in a very thoughtful way on COVID-19. What inspired you initially to even put this together?
I was thinking a lot about how I could help during this time, and I wanted to do something to help kids, and my mom and I put out a little free ebook for kids explaining it through the eyes of Marlon Bundo, which is our bunny, which we've done a couple of books on, and so that kind of got the ball rolling in my head a little bit, and I had done some broadcast stuff in high school and was interested in that for a while, so I thought it would just be a good thing to do. I was thinking about when I was a kid and 9/11 happened, and I was 8 years old, and I was not allowed to watch the news for a very good reason. And that kind of sparked me to think about how kids are taking this in, especially since everybody is at home right now and with probably the TV news on lot of the time.
Yeah,
and
very true.
And so, there's a lot of stuff that adults are talking about and a lot of really big words that are hard for even us to understand. And so I wanted to kind of provide a way to just explain it to kids in a way that would not only help them understand, but also calm them a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah. You channeled a little of this too by your own experience around 9/11. I mean, that was another time in history where it was very hard, even as a parent, to explain what was going on without throwing fear their way. And as you mentioned, now, you know, I've got three kids, but I have a second grader, and you know, he'll walk into a room where I have a press conference on, whether it's our president or governor or mayor talking about what's going on, and you know, he'll sit and listen to it, and then there's sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm going to change the channel because I don't really, I don't think you're going to understand what they're saying, and it might put some unknown fear into your head about what's going on. I would rather explain it from a different source, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was kind of inspired, too, just by the press briefings that they've been doing every day, because those have really been, you know, almost at the same time every single day, a little update. And I thought that would be great to do for kids, too, just for them to have a little update that they could tune into.
I think you talk in a way to the kids. And the first episode was with your dad, was with our vice president, talking a little bit about this as well. And I think just as the book, you know, humanized him a little bit. I mean, when you're talking about national leadership, you know, nobody really knows who they are behind the scenes and without a microphone and a podium in front of them. I think that opened up an opportunity. I just think your dad did a nice job with that. I mean, he really talked in a way that was in a way they could understand more.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I see him on the news. I watch the press briefings every day and I'm calmed by seeing him, but I'm also aware that he is my actual dad. And so for him to be giving updates in a calming way, you know, I'm biased to feeling better about that. And so when I wanted to do this, I wanted to provide that for kids, but to somehow do it in a way where it could maybe help them feel a little bit better, since, you know, their parents aren't necessarily, you know, making the decisions or making the calls or have all the facts.
Absolutely. And we'll play a little bit of this after the break as well. And I will say very boldly, you know, no matter who was in office at this time, a Republican, a Democrat, this would be a challenge for absolutely anyone at the helm. We're all human beings in all this. And people are politicizing this whole thing. It's not political. And too many are making this about one political party or another. And as soon as I hear finger pointing and politicizing, the TV goes off. I just can't deal with it. Anybody who was in this position would be facing this one day at a time like we all are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's you know, it's completely unprecedented, as everybody keeps saying. So I think the country's come together really well, and I've just been kind of inspired to see that.
We're talking to Charlotte Pence Spahn, daughter of our Vice President Mike Pence, on her new series geared to children about the COVID-19 pandemic called Little's News Briefings. And there's more after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN, and we're talking to Charlotte Pence Spahn, daughter of our Vice President Mike Pence, on her new series geared to children about the COVID-19 pandemic called Little's News Briefings. Your father was the first guest a couple weeks back, appropriate as he is leading the response to all this. Talk about some of the other guests you've had on the show.
Yeah, I just had a pediatrician, actually, who's based out of Texas. And I wanted to get a doctor, and thinking about what kind of doctor to get, just worked out really well that she could do it because she talks to kids all day. And she really, I think, explained very well, you know, what the doctor's office is going to look like. And that was really interesting, I think, to see. I kind of asked her what she has been telling kids. And one of the things she said was, you know, she would really like to put on all of the PPE gear and be able to show that on the video. And so she does. She puts it all on. She explains what it is, because kids are going into the doctor's office now, and, you know, they might have to wear a mask. The nurses and doctors are going to be, you know, covered, and that can be kind of scary. So she just wanted to explain that, which I thought was really great. I'm also going to be having some analysts on to talk about all this data we keep hearing about and what that means. And I'm also going to be having my mom on next week, which will be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about her new Prevents program that she's doing that talks about mental health. And then I'm also going to have a mental health expert on to talk about how we can make sure we're taking care of ourselves right now, too. because, you know, it's important to protect others and take care of other people, but it's also important to do the things that make us happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take a listen to a little news briefing, and we'll do the first, a little bit from the first episode with Charlotte and Mike Pence.
Right now, you're probably hearing a lot about the coronavirus. So I'm going to be giving you all a little briefing every couple of days on the coronavirus, what we can do to stay safe, what the guidelines are that we should be following. And I'm also going to talk to experts and get answers to questions from kids just like you. So I'm going to start with somebody who's very, very special to me, my dad, Vice President Mike Pence.
Well, thanks, Charlotte. It really is great to be with you on this podcast. We're really proud of you, and what a great idea to make sure the children around the country understand the coronavirus and what they can do to keep themselves and their family and their friends and their community safe. And that's exactly what the president and all of us in the federal government have been working to do since early this year when the very first cases of the coronavirus came to the United States. The president stood up what's called the White House Coronavirus Task Force all the way back in January. And he brought together the heads of our health departments and all of our agencies that could develop the guidelines and the proposals and take the action to protect the American people and equip states and communities around the country to be able to meet the needs of people that may contract the coronavirus.
A lot of kids want to know when they can go back to school. And since the summer's coming up, that might, you know, change a little bit since they'll be on summer break. But what have you been telling kind of the media or people that are asking you that question?
Well, many states around the country have asked children and parents to learn at home. And I just want to say thank you to all the kids that are still doing your homework, that are taking time every single day to do your studies. And, you know, I also want to encourage all the kids looking on to tell your teachers how much you appreciate them. You know, Charlotte knows her mom and my wife, Karen Pence, has been a school teacher her whole life. She's actually an art teacher now at a school not far from our nation's capital. And she was working just as hard as all of our teachers have been working to make sure you kids can have your studies, to have your assignments, to have your materials, to do your work. Express a word of thanks to your teachers who are teaching from home. And in many cases, teachers have families of their own. But they're still making sure that even while we have this necessary separation, while we work to put the coronavirus behind us, that we're all still learning. And I want to commend each and every one of you kids that are still doing your studies and know that you can learn anywhere. You can learn at your kitchen table just as well as you can learn in the classroom. And so keep it up.
No, that was really cool. And it's really cool to hear you talking with your dad about it. And I just think, too, as you're talking to children and seeing one of our leaders, our national leaders, with you talking about this in such a way, I think must also give them some kind of peace and calm.
You know, I hope so. And the cool thing is, you know, my dad is talking about things at a very, you know, high level there, but he's also talking to me because right. I'm his kid. And so I think that was what I was hoping to kind of get across. You know, anybody can look up the guidelines, look up the information, but I think when you see your leaders talking just on a human level, that can help hopefully to ease some fears that people might have.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, again, this new series by Charlotte Pence Bond, Little News Briefings, can be found on YouTube and as a podcast on iTunes and Spotify as well. Charlotte, nice job really on all these. I love what you did to put all these together, and I appreciate your time hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Be well. All right. Radio's Kevin Matthews and his pal Jim Shorts coming up next on 720 WGN.